Hello, my name is Arch, short for Archimedes, and this is music from Archie's Archives. I'd like to go straight into the music which I hope to use as a theme for this program. I'm not going to play the entire thing because it's a little on the long side, but just enough of it for you to get an idea about how it sounds. I'll tell you more about it after it plays. That was an arrangement of the fugue number 543 in A minor by Johann Sebastian Bach for three marimbas and a harpsichord and a rhythm section. It was performed by MIDI, M-I-D-I, which is an acronym that stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface, which is a file type that's actually created by what we call a sequencer and performed by a synthesizer. So you can send these files into a synthesizer and the synthesizer should be able to play it. This one was actually created and performed by the sequencer and it was all written out by hand and performed electronically. Now, I thought this would never happen, but it seems that the Beatles are being played very rarely, except on special Beatles stations and oldies stations. You might not realize this, but though all four Beatles have sung on their records, seldom more than two of them sang together on the same track. Now, here's a lovely exception, the rarely played tune called You're Gonna Lose That Girl.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose. Treat her right, my friend. You're gonna find her gone.
You're gonna find her gone.
'Cause I will treat her right, and then you'll be the lonely
you're
one.
Not the only one.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose
girl.
That girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
I'll make a point of taking her away from you.
What you do,
yeah. The way you treat her, what else can I do?
Treat her.
That was the Beatles, and You're Gonna Lose That Girl from the movie Help and from the album Help. You have to admit that they were consistently flat on that whole thing. The voices were flat against the instruments, or something was flat against something else. So obviously they were being lazy about the recording, and they've glued some tracks from one take with other tracks from another take, and not being very careful about matching the pitch. Anyway, in the place where they say, "I make a point of taking her away from you," all three Beatles are singing in three-part harmony. That's John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison. And Ringo, meanwhile, was playing drums, and they also put in, they say, a track of Ringo pounding on a packing case, a wooden box. He must have been playing on some unusual instrument, but there certainly is a lot of crazy oddball drumming going on. One of the big problems with classical music is that the names are so fussy. Like this one, Trio Sonata in E flat major by Johann Sebastian Bach. Sonata just means an instrumental piece for a small group, and usually in multiple movements. This one has been transcribed for guitars, but was initially written for an organ. The organ is being played as three instruments, the left hand, the right hand, playing on different keyboards or manuals, and the feet playing the pedals. Some other time I'll play a recording of an actual performance. Again, this is played by MIDI, and this is just the first movement. The other two movements are just as wonderful, and I'll play them again for you some other time. I'd like to say a few words about my plan for these shows. The basic idea is to try and look for connections between so-called serious music and so-called popular music. Sometimes there is a direct connection between particular classical pieces and popular tunes. Other times there is something parallel going on, such as something someone is trying to do with a classical piece and something similar being tried in a popular song. Another kind of thing I would like to present here is unusual performances of well-known pieces. As you can see, we've already worked in some odd performances above, so you know what to expect. This next one is a trio from the Christmas Oratorio by Bach. I know this is a crazy time to be playing Christmas music, but, you know, most of us will probably not understand the words because it's being sung in German. But I selected this one because, as you might have guessed by now, a theme to this particular show is trios or things that have to do with three. And this one is an example in Bach of, you are going to hear lots of examples from Bach. And this one is sung by the soprano, the tenor, and the contralto is asking, when will the time arrive? And when will the Zeit erscheinen? And it's taken from fifth cantata from the Christmas Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you. And now for something completely different. A former Williamsport resident, Uma, recorded this next song with a group called Episodes in Tucson, Arizona. The group is now no more, but they recorded this track for a demo. It's called Train Wreck, and it has a really nice driving bass line that you might like. Episodes from 2009 with Uma on vocals and rhythm guitar, Brian Anderson on lead, Troy Martin on the 6-string bass, and Brian Dufour on drums, and Joe Baker on keyboards and violin. Actually, he wasn't playing the violin on this track, it was keyboards.
Another trio for flute, violin, and cello is this trio sonata from a certain collection J.S. Bach wrote for Frederick the Great of Prussia called The Musical Offering. One of these tunes is interesting because J.S. Bach also wrote a canon based on it, which can be played both forwards and backwards, which is why it's called a mirror canon. And Arch will play that one for you another time. But just for you to remember, here is the royal theme all by itself, followed by the theme as it sounds in the sonata, followed by the whole trio sonata.
Thank you.
was movement 2 from the Trio Sonata for Flute, Violin and Cello in the musical offering Bach's Opus Number 1079 performed by Soo-Yun Kim, Flute, Alessio Bax, Harpsichord, Arnold Sussman, Violin, Lawrence Lesser, Cello in the album Music at Menlo 2011.